New Zealanders everywhere are waking up this morning and seeing red. It is a red traffic light for the whole country now, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has indicated the colour won't be changing for some weeks. But the PM also says the country is particularly well placed to ride out the latest COVID wave. The difference this time is that the vast majority of Kiwis have had at least two vaccine jabs, and the government has been planning for Omicron's inevitable arrival too. She acknowledges, though, case numbers will be high.
We know we will see far more cases than we have in the 2 years of the pandemic to date. But the difference to previous outbreaks is that we are vaccinated and we are even better prepared.
That's the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. Now it's up to Kiwis to prepare for their own encounter with Omicron sooner or later. Probably sooner. The chances of that happening could be roughly the same as a toss of the coin, according to Professor Michael Plank.
Once an Omicron outbreak really gets going, that we could see a significant proportion of the New Zealand population get infected, could be up to half.
Dr. Michael Plank there. Now, we'll hear from him a bit later on in the program too. But as people scramble to get vaccinated following the Prime Minister's announcement, the Clinical Director of Auckland's vaccination program, Anthony Jordan, says staff are coping with the increased workload. However, it is a long road ahead.
This is not just one day or one week, is to make sure that over the, 6 to 8 weeks, if not longer, that we require this surging our workforce, that we make sure that those staff get adequate rest and days off as well.
Anthony Jordan, Clinical Director of Auckland's vaccination programme there. Meanwhile, in the entertainment business, it's all cancel culture, but not as we know it. The sector has seen a tumble of cancelled gigs, concerts and festivals, because gatherings are now capped at 100 people if they have vaccine passes and just 25 if they haven't. Festival One event organiser Graham Burt says the Christian festival had to be postponed just a week out.
My phone's just gone nuts, and so has everybody else's here, with texts, Facebook messages, Instagram, everything. The most common word is gutted. So looking forward to it.
Graham Burt, the organiser of Festival One, and industry insiders like Hospitality New Zealand's Julie White say there is still enough room for an enjoyable restaurant experience, like at your local coffee shop or restaurant.
The hospitality venues under the red traffic light settings are one of the safest places you can actually go out. Everyone's vaccinated, we're separated, we know we've been planning for this, we know what to do. What we do as hospitality operators is look after people.
That is Julia White from Hospitality New Zealand, and indeed, who doesn't feel like a strong cup of coffee this morning?
Now, joining us to discuss, the events of the last 24 hours, the hospitality sector in a time of Omicron is Hospitality New Zealand President Jeremy Smith. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, we heard then, didn't we, about people being gutted, a lot of disappointment at going into red. What sort of an impact do you expect this to have, I guess, on your bottom line to begin with?
Well, I think I first want to echo what Julie said, is that, we are safe places to come out, and we can still have 100 people in our businesses if you've got enough seating and can separate. So we do encourage people not to lock themselves away and to come out. But the impact is going to be big, because Auckland have barely got back into a sense of normality again, and we're back into restrictions. And it's just so difficult to keep on adapting. And it always depends on the size of your business. If your business can only seat, 20 people, and you've got to have a meter spacing, you've got to halve that. So we have to adapt, we have to adjust, and it is going to have a big impact on our bottom lines.
Yeah, interesting you say about safe. Obviously, that is the rules, 100 people, red light setting. Susie Wiles, microbiologist, I think, is one I've seen reported saying she's not that comfortable about going into cafes. Your reaction to that? Obviously, there are going to be some people who will be nervous about going into restaurants and cafes, even at the red light setting.
Look, I think we've got to take a mindset of saying is that Omicron is coming into the country. People are going to get infected, but if you look at situations in Queensland or parts of Australia, is people just have gone on with life, and people are still going out. You get infected, self-test, take a few days out, and when you're feeling better, you come back into the economy. And I think to a certain degree we have been ultra conservative. I would have much preferred to have seen us stay in orange, seen what happens, because as the Prime Minister said, we're mainly double vaxxed. We will get boosted. We are operating a vaccine passport. We do wear masks and encourage to wear masks. It's going to come into the country. Let's see what happens before we start knee-jerk reacting and saying, let's go into red before anything's happened, just in case.
Well, it's about the argument for going into red is about preventing a surge into our hospitals. So it's about lowering the curve, so to speak.
Yeah, I suppose our view is let's see what happens. We can always, you know, go into red at a later date if we're seeing the hospital surges happening, because again, some places it hasn't been too bad. But look, at the end of the day, we're adaptable. We will adapt to going back into red. We will encourage people to come out and live lives as normally as possible. And hopefully, most of us survive, and we're going to be there when things get, whatever the new normal is, we get back to that level of normality.
I suppose the difficulty for many hospitality businesses is that you won't be getting sort of direct wage subsidies if you do start to see a lot of people not go out. If we get to a situation like New South Wales with tens of thousands of cases a day, you are going to see people not go out, particularly those who are immunocompromised.
Yep, absolutely. And that's something we're going to have to sit down and talk to government about. If we do see numbers drop, we do see our business dry up, we're going to have to go and sit down with government and say, yeah, we'd hope that we'd be different. If not, we need to talk about some financial support. There is a little bit of support for staff if staff have to quarantine for 14 days or isolate for 14 days. They can claim some financial support directly. So it is a little bit, but yeah, we're going to have to wait and see. If we can maintain some form of business, we'll get on with things. If it gets worse, we're going to have to sit down with government and say, it didn't work out the way you intended. What can we do to support the industry?
Jeremy Smith, thank you very much for your time this morning on Morning Report. Hospitality New Zealand's President Jeremy Smith.